Okay. Well, we're going to do something a little different again today. We very rarely do this, but we're putting out two Facebook broadcasts today. The main message will come from Jason Tate, and he'll be speaking in a few minutes. So at the end of what the Lord laid on my heart to share, which is going to be very short, I ask you to listen to the message that Jason is going to be bringing from the Lord. But I felt impressed to do this. I thought maybe I might share. Then I felt strongly that I must share. And then I felt the Lord prompt me to make this available to the rest of the body who's not here this morning, and then also to anybody that may be listening and following on the Facebook feed. But with all of the things that are going on in the world today, particularly with the Russian invasion of Ukraine, I was reminded, and all the heartache that's taking place, there is a lot of hurting people, particularly in Ukraine, but you know, throughout the world. A lot of hurting people, a lot of people that are being physically hurt, a lot of people who are being displaced, a lot of people who are emotionally distressed. And this is isolated in one part of the world right now, but it is something that could very easily begin a catastrophic event throughout the entire world. I'm not prophesying that that will happen. I'm just saying these are the times. These are the types of events that lead to those types of things. So we need to take this extremely, extremely seriously. If nothing else, be in deep prayer for the people who are being so terribly and painfully afflicted and affected there in Ukraine. But I was reminded this week of a situation where a man asked me if I had any insight to the opening up of the Soviet Union, the breaking down of the Soviet Union, the opening up of Russia and the government in Russia to Westerners, to, I believe, forgive me, it's been a long time and I didn't study to make sure this is right, but I believe the term, the Russian term was perestroika, which was meant openness. It was a time when things were, the Berlin Wall had come down, the old Soviet Union was being dismantled, and it looked like there was a change coming to the world, and there was for quite some time, and it just continued to grow. And we all celebrated in that, and the good that came to the world through the peace that followed. Nuclear arms deals, a lot of good things. Trade opened up, not only between the U.S. and Russia, but the world and Russia. And it looked like things were happening in a good way. And this man asked me, he said, what do you see concerning the openness, the opening of Russia? And, excuse me, I failed to turn the sound off my phone. And I said, I believe the Lord has shown me that the opening up of Russia is like the opening up of a mousetrap. That the farther it opens up, the more tension is behind it. And when it begins to close, it's going to close with great speed and with a lot of force. Now, this was back in the late 80s. The Lord spoke this to me, and I didn't have the liberty to ever talk about that before. I shared that with the man who asked my opinion, and he was asking my opinion from a prophetic standpoint. I think he was trying to fill me out to see if I fit in some sort of ideology that he had or not, and I don't know if I did, but I shared with him what the Lord put on my heart, and I didn't feel prompted to share that any further at any time. I feel prompted to share that with you today, that the Lord spoke that to my heart. And I really believed all this time, regardless of what things were looking like in the natural, that a time would come when the mousetrap that had been opened and pulled back and became so open was being held under tension until such a time that the trigger was touched and it came forward with force. I share this with you to say that whether this is the beginning of the end time that will come very quickly, or if this is a shadow of things to come, I do believe that we are living in the last days. The last days that we will see, that I will see, I don't know. The culmination of all things, I don't know. My children will see, I don't know. My grandchildren will see, I don't know. But I do know that we're living in perilous times, and the last days are soon approaching. And I want to read to you from 2 Peter chapter 3, and I'll begin in verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Verse 11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, seeing that the end is coming, and it is coming with great tumult, with great destruction, seeing that the end is coming, what manner of persons ought we to be? What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein righteousness dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that you may be found in Him in peace, without spot and blameless. This is the admonition of the Lord to all of us today. To me, to all of us, to everybody listening, to anybody who has ears to hear. What manner of persons ought we to be? How should my life look when that day comes? And should it catch me unawares? No, it shouldn't. Should it catch you unawares? No, it shouldn't. Should it catch you unprepared? It should not. And I want to encourage you this morning, don't let what is about to come in the world, whether it's this is the time, this is the beginning of this time, or this is just a tremor showing what is going to come, and there's going to be a more violent tremor later. I don't know. I'm not prophesying that. I only know what the Lord showed me, that it is going to be triggered, and there is going to be, with great force, a devastating blow that will come. So what is the Lord's admonition to us? Go buy guns. Go stock up food. I'm not saying either one of those two things are wrong. But that's not what's mentioned in Scripture. It's the condition of our hearts is what's mentioned. Are we right before God? Are we looking for His coming? Are we ready to meet Him? Is our house clean? What manner of persons ought we to be? And I want to finish this morning by saying, you know, Susan and I live on our own in our home and have for some years now since all the kids have moved out. We have visitors. We have grandkids that come over. We love every time they come. We have other people come and visit, but basically day to day it's just the two of us. I do the vacuuming on a lot of days, not because I'm made to, but because she said I must. No, I just want to help out where I can. So I do the vacuuming. We have both of the kind of vacuums that we have. One's a lot more powerful than the other, but both of them show the dirt that's collected. And the one that I use most often, we don't get out the heavy-duty one that as much, but the one that we use most often, I empty it daily. It's just the two of us in the home, and yet every day that vacuum cleaner picks up dirt. Now, I said we have our grandkids come over from time to time. It's not them. They're not there every day. And Susan makes them take their shoes off or put some things over their shoes when they come in. It's not them, except when they eat. Okay? Then there's some things to vacuum up. It's just daily living in our home. I don't know where it comes from, but it's there. And I look at that and I think to myself, every day I empty that vacuum cleaner, I cannot believe I'm picking up this much stuff. What am I saying by that? Life is messy. We have to keep put daily attention to cleaning up not only what's in our house, but what's in our lives. Don't let things go. Don't let things ride. Don't let attitudes get out of control. Don't let behavior get out of control. Every day, deal with the things that come in life. What manner of persons ought we to be? Because there is coming an end. And we all need to be ready. We all need to be able to stand not only before God when judgment comes, but stand in the midst and whenever the chaos is going in the world, where we are a beacon of light and hope, people can see something is different about that person and we can be a help to others. I want to encourage you. Pray for the people in Ukraine. Pray for the people in Russia. There's a lot of citizens in Russia who don't want this to happen. There's people all over the world who want to live in peace. And let me just say this. Any form of government where people are still wicked in their hearts, this can happen. It's not necessarily communism. Communism may give it more room to operate, but it is wickedness. It is not living the life that God intends for us to live that makes these things happen. Let's don't be a part of the problem. Let's be a part of the solution. And let's be ready. Take daily inventory. Do daily cleaning. And let's keep our hearts and lives ready. I'm going to close in prayer, and then Brother Jason will come up. Heavenly Father, we thank you. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you for your warning, Lord. I pray that the people that have heard this have ears to hear, and that none of us, Lord God, would take the freedoms that we have and the time that we have lightly, but use every bit of it for your glory. Help us, Lord, to live lives that are pleasing to you, not one day, but each day. I pray for every person that has been convicted because of the truth that they know that there's dirt, there's things that need to be dealt with in their own lives, that they are not ready for your coming, for their exiting, for judgment to come. I pray, Lord God, that every man, woman, boy, and girl under the sound of my voice would weigh carefully the words that have been spoken this morning so far. In Jesus' name, amen.